Millions more American workers will soon be eligible for overtime pay under a rule being finalized today by the Labor Department. The rule says anyone who makes less than about $47,000 a year should receive time and a half pay when they work more than 40 hours a week. The measure is one of the most sweeping moves the Obama administration has made so far in an effort to boost slow-growing incomes, and it's sure to face opposition from some business owners. NPR's Scott Horsley is on the line with us now to talk about this. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
How many workers will be affected by this rule?
The Labor Department says there are more than 4 million workers who will be newly eligible for overtime pay, and millions more could benefit as the rule helps clarify who's entitled to extra pay when they work more than 40 hours a week. There has long been an exemption in the overtime law for white-collar workers who are highly paid, but over time that exemption has widened and moved down the income ladder. So today you have people who might work 50, 60 hours a week in a retail store or a fast food restaurant, and who make as little as $24,000 a year, and they're not getting overtime. So Labor Secretary Tom Perez wants to change that.
Our whole mission here is about strengthening and growing the middle class. And in order to do that, you need to make sure that middle class jobs pay a middle class wage.
So the rule Perez and his department are finalizing today basically doubles the threshold under which workers must receive overtime pay. It takes effect in December, and it's going to be automatically adjusted every 3 years to keep pace with inflation.
And is this something the administration can do strictly on its own?
It is. Unlike the president's unsuccessful push to boost the minimum wage, which would take an act of Congress, overtime is already enshrined in law. It just needs to be updated by the department. In fact, if you were to go back to the mid-1970s and just use the overtime rule that was in effect back then and put it in today's dollars, the threshold would actually be higher than what the department's putting out today. Since that time, Perez says, workers have lost a lot of bargaining power.
The angst that people feel across this country is so frequently the product of the fact that they're working hard and falling further behind. They feel like they lost leverage. And the reason they feel that is because in the case of the Fair Labor Standards Act, they indeed lost a lot of leverage.
So this rule coming out today is designed to counteract that and help workers catch up at least a little bit.
And I imagine this will create some sticker shock for some employers. So what are they saying about this?
Yeah, some employers say they welcome this new rule, and Vice President Biden's going to meet with one of those in Ohio later today. But others will certainly be fighting it. David French is with the National Retail Federation. He says the Labor Department has gone too far here, and he's asking Congress to undo this new regulation.
Change in the overtime rule does not mean more overtime pay. What our members have told us, what many other employers have told us, is that there's not a golden pot of money out there sitting in employers' pockets that all of a sudden they can pay a lot more in the way of overtime pay. So they're going to make the rational change. They're going to change jobs.
And Scott, what about that? Employers, can they simply decide they're not going to pay overtime and just cut people's hours?
Well, the Labor Department says if that's the case, some workers will get overtime, some will get more free time to spend with their families, and some people who've been working part-time or maybe haven't been working at all will now see additional hours to help make up the gap.
Scott, thanks very much.
It's my pleasure, Renee.
That's NPR Scott Horsley on the Obama administration's new plan to expand overtime pay.